This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Well, it is Mountain Homes basketball to start this final quarter as they lead Clarendon 45-42. Well, at one point in the second quarter, Clarendon had a double-digit lead, and actually a couple times in the third quarter as well. Now that I remember, but Mountain Homes has made the comeback and has taken the 3-point lead for this final 8 minutes of play. Benton into the front court. Throws it to Bashir's on the left side. Gives it back to Benton. He has it on the wing. Up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to try for another three. No good. The rebound's knocked around. Controlled offensively by Peters. Mountain Homes going to set back up. Gilbert has the ball at the top. Over to Benton on the left wing. Benton's going to dribble down into the lane. Ball lands. Ball rolls around and goes in. Talon Benton with 9 points. 47-42. Bombers up by inbound pass. No, they're going to change that. It's going to be Benton. Throwing it in on the baseline. So Ben takes the ball from the official, gives it to Gilbert in the right corner. He's going to put up the three-pointer immediately. No good. Offense rebound for Ben. His follow-up was blocked. I think they're just going to call it out of bounds. Yes, they are. It's just blocked from behind. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by Clarendon, and Mount's home will inbound it once again with 6:53 left in the game. Benton will trigger the pass on the baseline. Gets into Peters on the right side. Finds Cruz up there on the wing. Now up top to Gilbert. Over to Peters near the right corner. He drills out to the wing. Throws up top to Cruz. His pass to Bashir's is knocked away and stolen by Clarendon. Sixth turnover against Mountain Home. Bonner into the front court. Throws it down to Jefferson in the right corner. Up top now to Williams. Now Bonner has it between the circles. He'll set up the offense. Bonner throws it to Thomas on the right. Now up top to Jefferson. Over to Bonner, down to Cartwright just outside the lane. He's going into the paint for the turnaround jumper. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Wyatt Gilbert. And back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert throws it to Peters near the right corner. Dribbles out a little more on the wing. Now up top to Benton. Back to Peters. Over to Cruz in the right corner. Cruz dribbles out to the wing. Ball goes down to Benton, and he's going to be fouled from behind. 5:53 left to play in the game as that foul is called on Antoine Jefferson. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lions. Kevin Easton Jr. checking back into the game for Clarendon as he will replace Antoine Jefferson. Again, 5:53 left to play in the game. 2-point Mountain Home lead. Benton throws it into Gilbert on the right wing. Ball goes up top to Peters. Now over to Bashir's on the left side. Down to Benton near the corner. Now ball goes up top to Cruz. Over to Gilbert. Now Bashir's has it near the right corner. Up top to Peters. Peters will throw it over to Benton on the left side. Now Gilbert has it there on the wing. Up top to Peters. Peters thought about three. Now he gets to Bashir's, finds Cruz all by himself. He fakes, does a quick fake, gets his defender, Williams, up in the air and draws contact. So he'll head to the free throw line with 5:23 left to play in the game. That foul is on Roderick Williams, his third personal foul, team foul number three against Clarendon. Luke Cruz hits his first free throw. That was his first attempt of the night. One more free throw. Second shot is good. It's a two-possession game once again. 49-45. Mount's home leading it with 5:23 left. Here's Bonner into the front court for the Lions. Over to Thomas on the left wing. He'll throw it down to Cartwright in the corner. Up top now goes to Bonner. Now Bonner will give it to Eason. Eason going down into the lane. And his pass hit the back of the backboard. That is automatically out of bounds. And Mount Sinai is going to get it back on the clearing the turnover. 4:57 left to play in the game. And Mount Sinai will get the ball back, leading by four.
Hey, set it deeper. Set it deeper.
49-45, our score. That was the fifth turnover against Clarendon. Mount Sinai was six in this one. Benton throws it to Gilbert. They still got to get across the timeline. He picks up his dribble and finally into the front court. It goes to Benton. Now he's being double-teamed. And now Mount Sinai is going to take the timeout. We'll break with 4:42. Let's play. It is Mount Sinai leading Clarendon 49-45. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mount Sinai. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mount Sinai.
Well, Mount Sinai taking the 30-second timeout. That's their last 30 of the game. They still have two full timeouts remaining. Clarendon with all three of their full timeouts left and one 30-second timeout left. 4:42 left to play in this game. Mount Sinai will inbound the ball, leading 49-45. Well, they're using up all this timeout, that's for sure. So both teams now back out on the floor. It will be Bashir's triggering the inbound pass right in front of my table. He'll throw it into Gilbert in the backcourt, and we are back underway. Gilbert throws it across the timeline to Benton, back to Gilbert, over to Bashir's on the right wing. Now the ball goes up top to Cruz, over to Peters. Now Gilbert has it on the left side. Cruz is going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Luke Cruz with 10 points. It is a three-possession game. Mount Sinai leading 52-45. 4:14, let's play. Here is Bonner across the half-court stripe for the Lions. Throws it over to Cartwright. Now Thomas has it up at the top. Now he'll give it to Bonner, who starts dribbling between the circles. Bonner throws over to Thomas on the right side. Gives it to Cartwright. Finds Williams in the lane for the layup. Good. Roderick Williams with 6 points. 52-47, Mount Sinai leading it. 3:43 left in the game. His own press by Clarendon. Benton gives it to Gilbert. He'll throw it into the front court to Bashir's. Now it goes up top to Benton. Well, they're really throwing the pressure defense. Now they switch back to a man-to-man. Now the ball goes over to Benton, over to Peters now near the right corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Pierce going into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and so he'll head to the free throw line. Tyrus Thomas picks up his first personal foul, team foul number four against Clarendon. So with 3:15 left to play, it is a two-shot opportunity for Colton Peters. These will be his first free throws of the night. First shot is up and in. And he can make it a three-possession game once again if he gets this next one. His second shot is good. 6 points for Colton Peters. 54-47. Mount Sinai leading it with 3:13 left in the game. Here is Bonner in across the half-court stripe. Dribbles between the circles. Now goes toward the right. Now he's going to go back to the top. Finds Cartwright going into the lane for the layup. No good, but he'll draw contact. Now it's his turn for a pair of free throws. Colton Peters picks up his third personal foul, team foul number five, against Mount Sinai. So two-shot opportunity coming up for Malik Cartwright. First free throw is up, rolls around and goes in. He is now 3 of 3 from the charity stripe with 14 points. Cartwright's second shot, good. 15 points for Malik Cartwright, and another trap defense in the backcourt for Clarendon, but Mount Sinai is able to break it and get it into the front court. Benton has the ball on the left wing. 54-49, Bombers leading it, 2:40 left to play. Ball goes up top to Bashir's, now Gilbert has it. Throws over on the right side to Peters. Pass to Cruz. Boy, Cruz almost cut too soon, and that pass almost got away from him, but he's able to corral it. Here is Ben with the ball on the left wing, up top to Cruz. Back over to Ben on the wing. Once again to Cruz. Now Peters down, has it down on the paint. His turnaround jumper off the glass. Just missed it. And the rebound comes to Clarendon. Here is Eason, and he shoved his feet a little too much as he pulled up, and so he's called for the travel. Sixth turnover against Clarendon. 2:06 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading 54-49. Ben throws it into Bashir's. Now to Gilbert. They still got to get it across the timeline. Gilbert will get it into the front court. Now over to Bashir's on the left side. Back to Gilbert. Now ball goes to Benton. He has it on the right side. Down near the corner to Peters. Up top now to Cruz. Now Bashir's has it over on the left side now to Benton. Benton will give it to Peters. Now Bashir's has it in the right corner. He drills out to the wing. 1:35 let's play in the game. 5-point Mountain Home lead. Gilbert with the ball in the right corner. Now he's going down into the lane. He's going to go. Look like he's about to go up for the layup. I think he draws contact. I think they're going to call that an act shooting. I don't know. I had some people standing in my way. And that is what they're going to do. They're going to call that an active shooting. That is Brandon Bonner picking up his second personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Lions. So Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line. He has 20 points so far this evening. First shot is up and in. He's now 5 of 6 from the charity stripe. Second shot is up. He gets both. It's a pre-possession game once again with 1:27 left to play in the game. 56-49, Bombers leading it. Bonner into the front court, throws over to Williams on the left wing. Down in the on the low block to Cartwright. He puts up the layup, and Kendrick Hudson will quickly call a timeout from the sideline. We'll break with 1:14 left to play in the game. It is Clarendon, Mountain Home leading Clarendon 56-51. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
Well, Clarendon taking their last 30-second timeout. Both teams out of 30s. Mountain Home with 2 timeouts remaining. Clarendon with 3 left. 1:14 left to play in this game. It is the Bombers leading 56-51 following that layup by Malik Cartwright. And Clarendon's going to go with another full-court press. The ball goes into Bashir's. Back to Benton now. And he will get it into the front court to Bashir's. Bashir's has it on the right side. Down to Cruz in the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Peters. He goes back up with it. Off the glass and in. Colt Peters now with 8 points. And it's a 3-possession lead once again for Mountain Home with less than a minute left. Back the other way. Williams going into the lane. Going up for the running jumper. No good. And the rebound comes to Mountain Home. 45 seconds left. 7-point Mountain Home lead. Gilbert throws it to Benton. Into the front court to Peters. Almost has the ball knocked away, but is able to secure it. Now the ball goes down to the he goes down to the lane, and he's called for travel. 7th turnover against Mountain Home. 35.4 seconds left to play in this contest. 58-51, Bombers on top. Inbound pass will come to Eason. He was waited till about the half-court line to touch it, and then the clock started. Ball goes up top to Bonner. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound comes to Cruz, and he's going to throw it to Gilbert. They still got to get out of the double team. Now he's going to be fouled in the backcourt. That was the last foul. No, I'm sorry. That is the last foul that Clarendon had to give. That is the 4th personal foul against Roderick Williams. 6th team foul. Next foul will put Mountain Home in the bonus. 22.5 seconds left. Gilbert takes the inbound pass. Now he's going to be fouled. And now it's going to be a 1-1. That foul is on Brandon Barnes, his third personal foul, team foul number 7. So 1-1 for Wyatt Gilbert. 20.8 seconds left on the clock as Gilbert looks to build on Mountain Home's 7-point lead. He is 6 of 7 from the free throw line with 22 points. First free throw is up and good, so he does earn the bonus. One more free throw for Wyatt Gilbert. Second shot is up. He gets both. 24 points for Wyatt Gilbert and a 9-point lead for Mountain Home, 60-51. And back the other way, Wyatt Gilbert's going to be called for the foul in the backcourt. That's the last foul Mountain Home had to give. That is Gilbert's second personal foul, team foul number 6 against Mountain Home. 18.7 left on the clock. Thomas inbounds to Bonner. He's going to go down into the lane, go up for the jumper. No good. Rebound knocked around. Ball still loose. And finally controlled by Benton. He's going to be fouled with 9.1 seconds left. And looks like that is going to secure the victory for Mountain Home. I don't see any way Clarendon can come back from a 3-possession game and possibly a 4-possession game, depending on these free throws. That foul is going to be called on. Malik Cartwright, that's his first personal foul, team foul number 8 against Clarendon. So 1-1 for Talon Benn. He hits the first free throw and earns the bonus. He's now 2-3 from the charity stripe with 10 points. Second shot for Benton is good. It is an 11-point lead, a 4-possession game, and Mountain Home's going to secure the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament championship. Bonner back the other way, 3-pointer, no good. Our offensive rebound for Jefferson, for Williams, he gets the shot to go, but it's not enough. Mountain Home is the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament champions. 62-53, the Bombers defeat the Lions. So congratulations to the Mountain Home Bomber boys as they come away with the tournament title. And so they'll be handing out the first place trophy to Mountain Home in just a little bit after getting the 9-point win. We will break and come back and check our final numbers in just a moment. Our final score tonight, Mountain Home defeating Clarendon 62-53. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and 4 generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.